Tradition has it that he was a weedy fellow with spindly legs who spoke with a lisp. Perhaps to compensate for this, he became a natty dresser, donning the latest fashion in sandals and togas, and adorning his fingers with tastefully jewelled rings. Even Plato, who was no pauper, envied Aristotle his library. Yet, despite Aristotle's comfortable and refined way of life, his early works, now lost, were mainly dialogues discussing the base futility of existence and the joys of the hereafter. Aristotle had a natural inclination toward the practical and the scientific. This led him to view Plato's ideas from an increasingly realistic standpoint. Plato believed that the particular world we perceive around us consists of mere appearances. The ultimate reality lies in a further world of ideas which resemble forms or ideals. The particular objects of the world we perceive derive their reality only by partaking in this ultimate world of ideas. Thus, a particular cat, such as the black one I can see lying on the chair, is only a cat because it partakes in the ultimate idea, or form, of cattiness, and it is only black in so far as it partakes in the idea, or ideal, of black. The only true reality lies beyond the world we perceive, in this ultimate realm of ideas. Where Plato's approach to the world was essentially religious, Aristotle's tended toward the scientific. This made him disinclined to dismiss the world around us as unreal, but he did continue to divide things into primary and secondary substances. Except that for Aristotle the primary substances were the particular objects of the world, and the secondary substances were the ideas or forms. Initially, he dithered about which of these substances was in fact the ultimate reality, partly out of respect for Plato. His old teacher had, after all, suggested this conception in the first place. But gradually Aristotle became more and more convinced that he was living in the real world, and he shifted away from Plato's view. Over the years, Aristotle virtually turned Plato's philosophy on its head. Despite this, his metaphysical theories remain recognizably an adaptation of Plato's. Where Plato viewed forms as ideas that had a separate existence, Aristotle saw forms, or universals as he called them, more as essences embodied in the substance of the world with no separate existence of their own.